This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharga with news. The headlines first. 11th Nepal Geological Congress kicks off exploring geology's role in climate change, resources management, and geo-risk solutions. President Ramchandra Poryal calls for global advocacy on climate justice for countries like Nepal. Nepal's merchandise export increases by 46.5% in 7 months of current fiscal year. Government announces 2025 to 2035 as internal employment promotion decade, with the aim of ending forced foreign employment. And Canada's next Prime Minister Mark Carney places retaliatory tariff on U.S. goods until Americans show respect. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Poryal has stressed that the countries like Nepal that have no role in climate change should raise the issues of climate justice in every international forum. Inaugurating the 11th National Geological Congress organized by the Nepal Geological Society in Kathmandu, today the head of the state said that the topic of climate change should be taken to international community. According to the president, least developed countries like Nepal are being affected due to the rampant industrialization, exploitation of fossil fuels and carbon emission by the developed countries. President Poryal also stressed on cooperation and collaboration for addressing the issues of climate change. During the discussion would be held among the geologists of various countries of the world regarding Earth's safety in the 11th Nepal Geological Congress. The conference was organized with the aim of highlighting the role of geology in climate change adaptation, use of natural resources, and geo-risk management. Nepal's merchandise exports have seen a significant rise of 46.5% in the 7 months of the current fiscal year, according to a report from the Nepal Rast Bank on the country's economic and financial situation. Exports during this 7 months period total 127.2 billion rupees. In contrast, exports during the same period last year had declined by 7.1%. Exports to India rose by 66.9%, to China by 8.6%, and the other countries by 3.5%. Meanwhile, the total merchandise exports grew by 10.1%, reaching 988.59 billion rupees. As a result, the merchandise trade deficit widened by 6.2%, reaching 861.38 billion rupees in the first 7 months of the current fiscal year. The government has unveiled the internal employment promotion decade. Addressing the National Labour and Employment Conference in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announced the next decade, 2025 to 2035, as internal employment promotion decade with the aim of ending forced foreign employment. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the government and 10 different umbrella organizations of private sector to create, implement, and impart training for youths. Similarly, the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security and Swiss Agency also signed MOU for the expansion of Integrated Market Information System under Prime Minister Employment Programme. Addressing the conference, Prime Minister would assert that the private sector has significant contribution in the employment creation in the country. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has ruled out any issues among the parties in running the government. Talking to journalists at Dhangadi Airport today, Deuba made it clear that the current ruling alliance would continue till the next election. Responding to a question, leader Deuba dismissed talks of reinstating the monarchy, calling it nothing more than a rumor. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Deuba has reached India today in course of a religious visit. She is scheduled to worship Baba Baidyanath Dham in Jharkhand of India. After visiting Baba Baidyanath Dham, she will participate in Raijina Dialogue to be organized by the Ministry of External Affairs of India in New Delhi from the 17th of March. The Prime Ministers and Foreign Ministers of various countries of the world will attend the Raijina Dialogue. The Foreign Affairs Minister will address the program. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Let's time for a short break.
हरेक टिपको लागि सबै ताक यही पाए जहाँ जहाँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुहोस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut has said that the judges should work in judicious manner, inaugurating the second Conference of Women Judges 2081 organized on the occasion of the International Day of Women Judges. Today, the Chief Justice asserted that the judges should carry out their works keeping in mind the judiciary's prestige and dignity. Nepal's first woman Chief Justice Sushila Karki said that the presence of women judges has been improving in the last 3 years. She also stressed the need for women judges to be competent while making judicious decisions without any fear. The Language Commission has urged all to be sensitive on the issues of linguistic violence, as it is the responsibility of all citizens to avoid and protect against any kind of violence related to language. The Commission has also appealed all to promote social unity by adopting social coexistence and harmonious behavior. The Commission's response came after a complaint was lodged with the Commission regarding a podcast mocking the accent of a Nepali Bhasa. Nepal Bhasa Sarada speaker and a singer. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Canada's next Prime Minister Mark Carney has vowed to win the trade war with US President Donald Trump after securing a landslide victory to replace Justin Trudeau. According to the BBC, Carney, who will be sworn in shortly, promised retaliatory tariffs on US goods until Americans show respect towards Canada. In his address to his supporters, Carney made it clear that it treat as hockey, Canada will emerge victorious. 59-year-old Carney, who has never held elected office, triumphed in the Liberal Party leadership race with an overwhelming 86% of the vote. As Canada's 24th Prime Minister, he is expected to call for a swift general election. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country has been striving for peace since the start of the war, ahead of key talks with US officials in Saudi Arabia. In a social media podcast post, Rada Zelensky emphasized that Russia is the only reason the war continues, noting Ukraine's commitment to peace from the very beginning. A senior U.S. State Department official added that the U.S. believes Ukraine is ready to move forward with a ceasefire process. While Zelensky is in Saudi Arabia for the state visit, he will not participate in Tuesday's talks with U.S. officials. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov stated that Ukraine must decide if it truly seeks peace, adding that the outcome of the U.S.-Ukrainian talks is not important. Peskov also denied reports of U.S.-Russia talks in Saudi Arabia this week. On U.S.-Russia relations, he mentioned that a political will from both leaders to restore ties. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places in mountainous region across the country, and it will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region. The Terai region will also witness partly cloudy to mainly fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 11th Nepal Geological Congress kicks off exploring geology's role in climate change, resources management and geo-risk solutions. President Ramchandra Pauril calls for global advocacy on climate justice for countries like Nepal. Nepal's merchandise export increases by 46.5% in 7 months of current fiscal year. Government announces 2025 to 2035 as internal employment promotion decade, with the aim of ending forced foreign employment. And Canada's next Prime Minister Mark Carney pledges retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods until Americans show respect. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.